Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
The theist, pointing to the heavens above, and to the earth beneath, and to the waters under the earth, asked if these did not proclaim a first cause, possessing intelligence and power, power in the production, and intelligence in the design and constant preservation of the system.
Is intelligent design a religious doctrine? What did famous American founder Thomas Jefferson think? You might be surprised. Hello, this is John West, Associate Director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute. On this edition of ID the Future, we're going to look at fact and fiction when it comes to Thomas Jefferson's views on intelligent design. It's a common complaint made by critics of intelligent design. Intelligent design, they say, is simply religion. It's creationism in a cheap tuxedo. It's a plot developed by fundamentalists to ram their theology down everyone else's throat. Oftentimes, such critics have been known to claim approval for their views from Thomas Jefferson. The National Council for the Social Studies, for example, claims that intelligent design is religion and then cites Jefferson's famous letter to the Danbury Baptists calling for a wall of separation between church and state. Their clear implication is that Thomas Jefferson would agree with them that intelligent design is religion. A writer for the blog Irregular Times goes even further, insisting that Thomas Jefferson makes it quite clear that there was not a consensus among the authors of the Constitution to support theological doctrines such as intelligent design. Ignoring the fact that Thomas Jefferson was not even at the Constitutional Convention, he was in France at the time, was it really Jefferson's view that intelligent design is a theological doctrine? Let's find out. Born in 1743, there's no question that Jefferson was a man of the Enlightenment. Unlike many of America's other founders, Jefferson held little sympathy for traditional Christianity. He exalted unassisted human reason over religion, and he was harshly critical, in private, of many of the Christians of his day. As I point out in my book, The Politics of Revelation and Reason, Jefferson labeled the disciples of Jesus a band of dupes and imposters. He called the writers of the Gospels groveling authors who supplied a groundwork of vulgar ignorance of things impossible, of superstitions, fanaticisms, and fabrications. He even created his own version of the New Testament, in which he conveniently cut out all the miracles. So if anyone was to be sympathetic to the view that intelligent design is simply rehashed religion, you'd think it would be Thomas Jefferson. A well-read man, Jefferson was clearly aware of the long-standing debate about whether the world exhibits the hand of an intelligent designer. In the quote from Jefferson that started this podcast, Jefferson was describing this age-old debate in a letter to his friend and former president, John Adams. In that letter, written in April of 1816, Jefferson pointed out that according to theists, the universe has
a first cause, possessing intelligence and power, power in the production, and intelligence in the design and constant preservation of the system.
But although theists undoubtedly believe in intelligent design, is intelligent design itself a religious doctrine, according to Jefferson? It turns out we don't have to speculate about Jefferson's answer. He addressed the question directly in another letter to Adams, written on April 11, 1823. Here's what Jefferson said.
I hold, without appeal to revelation, that when we take a view of the universe, in its parts, general or particular, it is impossible for the human mind not to perceive and feel a conviction of design, consummate skill, and indefinite power in every atom of its composition.
That's right. Thomas Jefferson claimed that he knew the universe was the product of intelligent design,
without appeal to revelation,
In other words, without appeal to religion. That means intelligent design is not a religious doctrine, according to Jefferson. But if intelligent design isn't based on religion, what is it based on in Jefferson's view?
The movements of the heavenly bodies, so exactly held in their course by the balance of centrifugal and centripetal forces. The structure of our Earth itself, with its distribution of lands, waters, and atmosphere. Animal and vegetable bodies, examined in all their minutest particles. Insects, mere atoms of life, yet as perfectly organized as man or mammoth. The mineral substances, their generation and uses. It is impossible, I say, for the human mind not to believe that there is, in all this, design, cause and effect, up to an ultimate cause, a fabricator of all things.
When explaining the basis for intelligent design in nature, Jefferson cites observations of the natural world, not sacred oracles. He thinks that empirical data from nature itself proves intelligent design by showing the natural world's intricate organization from the level of plants and insects all the way up to the revolution of the planets. Jefferson sounds like a modern intelligent design proponent. Yet given his clear repudiation of Christianity, no one can seriously claim that he was trying to promote creationism in a cheap tuxedo. Surely one of the great ironies of the current debate over intelligent design is that those who think they are championing a Jeffersonian view by trying to outlaw discussions of intelligent design are in fact repudiating Jefferson's real views on the subject. Which brings me to the following thought experiment. If Thomas Jefferson were alive today and tried to present his views in a science classroom, the ACLU would undoubtedly sue to have him stopped. All in the name of defending a Jeffersonian separation of church and state. Do you see something wrong with this picture? For ID the Future, this is John West.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.